All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, last night saw the New York Jets use the third overall pick on former USC quarterback Sam Darnold. Now, prior to the start of the draft, the Jets traded up three spots with the Indianapolis Colts in order to select Darnold. Now, for this pick, the Jets gave the Colts a pair of second-round picks this year as well as one next year. And for me, Darnold, it's kind of a 50-50 thing as far as he's going, whether or not he's going to have a successful NFL career. If I were the Jets, I would have taken Josh Rosen. I just saw a little more upside in Rosen than Darnold. You look at a guy in Darnold last year at USC, he was turnover prone, whether it was fumbles or throwing the interceptions. And I go back to his last game with the Trojans against the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Cotton Bowl, and he simply got throttled by that pro-style defense. Then you have to ask yourself, is Darnold ready for New York City? And the reason why I bring this up, this is a Jets franchise or Jets fan base for the most part that is still searching for the next Joe Namath. And it's been more than 40 years since Joe Willie has been under center for the Jets. I think the Jets must not rush Darnold. You have a couple of veteran quarterbacks on this club with Josh McCown, and you also have Teddy Bridgewater. And I think it's imperative for these guys to see the majority of the reps this season. I would not start Darnold until December if the Jets are out of playoff competition. I also think the Jets have done a disservice to Darnold because you look at it, this is year number four for Mike Maccagnan and Todd Bowles. And, of course, Mike Maccagnan is the team's general manager while Todd Bowles is the Jets head coach. And typically when you see a new head coach and a new general manager take over, they generally want to get their quarterback in year number one and develop him. So this way he's on the field at least by year number two. This is year number four. So let's say that things don't work out for Todd Bowles and Mike Maccagnan sometime between now and the end of the 2019 season and the Jets want to start over. Then you're going to get a new general manager and a new head coach to come in, and it's not a guarantee that Sam Darnold is their guy. And if Sam Darnold is not their guy, then they've wasted that pick. And not only have they wasted that pick, they've also squandered an opportunity to have other draft picks because they gave those away to the Indianapolis Colts. These are important draft picks that the Jets gave away. Why? Because typically after the first round and going through rounds 2 through 7, that's when you build your team and your roster. And now the Jets have squandered a lot of that in order to pick a guy with question marks like Sam Darnold. I don't see this working out for Darnold. And I know that there are going to be some people out there that are going to, react negatively to this, but I simply don't see it working out for him with the Jets. The Jets are going to find a way to mess this up. They have a history of doing this, and I think you're going to add Sam Darnold to a long list of quarterbacks that the Jets fans have got hyped on very quickly and soured on just as fast. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 pounds of sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.